Tuesday, fifth week, ordinary time, 2. Readings from the first book of Kings and Mark. First reading, first book of Kings, chapter 8, verse 22. Then Solomon stood before the Lord, altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven, and said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above or in heaven on earth below, beneath, keeping covenant and showing steadfast love to thy servants who walk before thee with all their heart. But God will indeed dwell on the earth. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house have I, which I have built? Yet have regard to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication. O Lord my God, hearkening to the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prays before thee ever this day, that thy eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken to the prayer which thy servant offers toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel. When they pray toward this place, ye hear they thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 7, verse 1. Now when the Pharisees gathered together to him with some of the scribes who have come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of the disciples ate with their hands defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, observing the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they purify themselves. And there are many other traditions which they observe. The washing of cups and pots and vessels of bronze. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with hands defiled? And he said to them, Well, did Isaiah's prophecy of you hypocrites, as it is written? This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines as doctrines the precepts of men. You leave the commandment of God and hold fast the tradition of men. And he said to them, You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him surely die. But you say, if a man tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is Corban, that is given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition which you hand on. And many such things you do. Theme: God creates everything good. God himself is the perfect God. He creates everything good, and nothing of his creation is bad. Why then does evil exist in the world? One of the main reasons of the existence of evil is the bad use of freedom which God bestows on angels and human beings. Today's readings want to show God's good creation and human bad use of freedom. In the first reading, King Solomon built up the temple and dedicated it, not to limit God in a physical place, but to let people feel his presence in their life. This purpose is very important for people to understand, because God wants them to have a relationship with him, not their empty worship or meaningless offerings. He can move out of the temple any time if people don't have their relationship with him, as he should show them later by letting their enemies destroy the temple. In the gospel, some Pharisees and scribes accused Jesus' disciples of violating the laws of their forefathers because they didn't wash their hands before eating. Jesus revealed their sins by saying, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition." Analysis. Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Why do people need a worthy place to worship? Many people have put a question, if God presents everywhere, why do we need to come to a church to meet him? They can use Solomon's words in today's passage to defend their point. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? We can answer this question as follows. First, according to the historical evidence, it is God's will. In the 40 years journey of the Israelites in the desert, Moses asked God to be with people to lead them because he couldn't lead the Israelites. God commanded Moses to build the tabernacle, the ark, the altar, the priesthood, the vestments, and all the necessary things for the holy liturgy. God promised to be with them all the days of their life. Every time they saw the columns of cloud, they knew God's presence in the tabernacle. When the Israelites had settled in the Promised Land, King Solomon was permitted by God to establish a fixed temple in Jerusalem in place of a movable tabernacle. Though they are different in material, they serve the same purpose. It is the place of God's presence among his people. In the New Testament, Jesus continued this tradition by establishing the sacrament of the Eucharist and the priesthood to fulfill his promise. I shall be with you until the end of the world. Therefore, wherever the church is, Jesus presents there with his faithful in the tabernacle. Secondly, the temple was built completely for human beings, not for God, because all the universe can't contain him. As corporal creature, people need a physical place so they can ascertain God's presence before praying to him. Like the Israelites, when they saw the columns of clouds, they knew God's presence in the tabernacle. Moreover, the place of God's presence must be kept holy so that people know how to properly behave. It is not the place where people can do anything they want to. The uses of the temple. The holy liturgy has a closed connection with the temple's presence. In the Old Testament, the temple was a place for people to pray individually and communally. Secondly, the temple was a place for people to learn God's act and to act according to what God wants. Lastly, the temple is also a place for people to offer their sacrifices to compensate for their sins. The same can be said in the New Testament. The church is the place for the faithful to worship individually and communally. Two important uses are to listen to God's words and to celebrate sacraments. The offering of animals is replaced by Christ's sacrifice in the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. Gospel. You leave the commandment of God and hold fast the tradition of men. The kosher law of the Jews. Any time when someone mentioned the law, the Jews thought of the Ten Commandments which God gave to them through Moses. Besides this law, they also had other laws and the oral tradition. The oral tradition, after a period was kept by their forefathers, became laws and was written down some centuries before Christ's appearance. What are considered impure by the Jews? There are many things which are regarded as impure by the Jews, such as the mother who has just given birth to her child, lepers, dead bodies, Gentiles, and many impure vegetables and animals which are prohibited to eat. All the utensils that keep these vegetables and animals are also considered as unclean. When one touches these people or utensils, they also become unclean. Therefore, they had many laws that describe what are clean and unclean, and the laws to solve what are unclean. Unclean and sinful. To the Jews, impurity isn't just a matter of sanitation, but of sin and law. Whoever violates the law, he can be persecuted by the law and sometimes by death. Jesus' reactions. Jesus didn't support people who ate food with unclean hands, but he wanted to show them of their excessive observation of impurity. To have a relationship with God or to observe outside laws. Religion essentially helps people to live their relationship with God, not to observe some ceremonies or outside laws. Jesus used Isaiah's prophecy to accuse them. Well, did Isaiah's prophecy of you hypocrites, as it is written, "This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the precepts of men." God's law must be regarded as more important than human law. Jesus gave them an example to show that they forfeited God's law to keep their human law. You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to keep your tradition. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother," and, "He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him surely die." But you say, "If a man tells his father or his mother, 'What you would have gained from me is Corban, that is, given to God,' then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God through your tradition which you hand on." Application in life. God creates everything good and gives to people for using and governing them. We have a duty to protect them as God's will. He didn't create bad things. These bad things happen due to the misuse of freedom by human beings and devils. God wants to present with people in a way that they can see or feel as in the tabernacle, temple, or churches. We can pray to him anywhere, but must enter a church to celebrate the sacraments. The church is the only place for worship. It is not useful for us to build a magnificent and expensive church when the faithful are living far away from him. God is pleasing to dwell in a tent if we have an intimate relationship with him.